I'm just a dumb, blonde bimbo. And what's wrong with that? I've never been really smart. I've never needed to be. Ever since these big, fuckable tits came into my life, there always seems to be a man around to do my thinking for me. Men of all ages, they just seem to love doing everything for me. And by the time my big, juicy, bubble butt was fully grown, my thinking days were long behind me. I also don't remember the last time I've had a thing for myself. I try not to think too hard. It gives me a headache. I do remember that my booty got real, real big during my cheerleader workouts. Yay, squats! And I've made it nice and jiggly by eating all the extra cupcake frosting from all the bake sales. And all that sweet, creamy frosting would make me thirsty for lots and lots of milk. I drank so much. The milk made my boobs big and super bouncy. Since I turned 18, a thought hasn't passed through my head other than, who's gonna give me my next cock? Even if I tried to think, I wouldn't be very good at it. All day long, the only thing on my mind is cock. There's no room for anything else. Just cock, 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 and more cock. I'm not even allowed to drive anymore. I kept getting into so many accidents. I'd space out, trying to remember who I was supposed to fuck. Then bang! Good thing I have these airbags. It's probably for the best. I have no sense of direction. And it's nice having a man in control. Telling me where to go, picking me up, dropping me off. Plus, I love having my hands free to wrap around the driver's cock. Nothing makes me happier than sucking a man's big, fat cock to thank him for the ride. I love that I don't have to think about what to eat, how to act, what to wear. A man will always tell me if my skirt is short enough, my heels are high enough, and if my top is tight enough. A man always knows what's best for a bimbo like me. Makeup, too. I love it when I'm told how much to wear, just how slutty to look. Usually very slutty. I like to dress to his exact specifications. Like I'm his personal Barbie doll. His perfectly tailored fuck meat Barbie that gets filled with cum by the end of each night. My friends say I'm not very fulfilled, but they must be confused. I get filled all the time. I leave the house, and it's not too long before a guy comes up and tells me he's going to fill me with his cock. They're usually really, really big cocks, so I always feel very, very full. Sometimes two or three guys will tell me they're gonna fuck me in the same day. And it's hard to remember what time they're all coming over. One time, four men showed up and started fighting over who I was supposed to fuck first. It got a little scary, and then I got really horny. So I just had to fuck all of them at the same time. All those cocks, all that cum, it takes a lot out of a girl. Or maybe it puts a lot into a girl. I've been coming so hard for so long that I might have permanent brain damage. Funking is the only thing I seem to do right. But it's a good thing. Pleasuring men is the only thing I really like doing. Guys think they have to take me out on dates and spend money on me. And I let them, because they seem to enjoy it. They like showing me off to other guys and girls. But they could just skip straight to fucking me. It seems silly sometimes, but I don't complain. As long as a guy fucks my brains out and makes me come, I'm happy. I'm glad I'm not smart. I see those sad brainy girls so lost in thought, so unhappy, so unfilled. Why live such a sad, cumless life when men are so eager to fulfill you with their cocks? Oh, yeah, and I love it when I'm told to wear high heels. I love being way up on teeny, tiny, wobbly stilts, where I could just trip over at any moment. I usually have to hold on to a man real tight to stay standing still. I feel so helpless and off guard, but a man will always be there to protect me and take care of me and grab me. The sluttier and more uncomfortable, the better. The pain makes me cry sometimes, but then I walk by a shiny window and see how the heels make my butt pop out, and I get really happy again. Well, I get horny first, but that makes me really happy. Whenever I ask a man how I should do my hair, they always seem to want me in pigtails. I like it, my hair bounces when I walk around, and I get to use bright hairbands and fun scrunchies. Pigtails make me feel like a cheerleader again. A cheerleader for C-O-C-K, cock. Men like having something to grab when they fuck me anyways. And I love it when a guy uses them to show me how to suck his cock properly. That way, I always do a good job. How fast, how deep, and when to hold it all the way down my throat. Sometimes it goes a little bit too far down, and I gag a little. But the guys always seem to like that. And if I ever wander off, a man can grab my pigtails and drag me back to him, back where I belong. I love belonging to a man. Even if it's just long enough to make him come. That's the rule. Once I get a man hard, I belong to him until I make him come. But that usually doesn't take too long with me. I love my body, but sometimes I wonder if I should lose a little weight. Every time a guy buys me a dress, it's always way too tight or way too short. I was literally sewn into and ripped out of the last dress I wore. A cute little red number that was so snug around my ass, I couldn't sit down or it split. I was really, really good. I stood in shiny red pumps all night. But then my date tricked me and told me to sit in his lap. And like a good bimbo, I always do what a man says right away. The tight red fabric couldn't contain my big, big butt and it split wide open. My date told me I had to stay on his lap for the rest of the party, or everyone would see I wasn't wearing panties. I was happy to do what I was told. He even put his cock inside me to help me stay put. He was so thoughtful. But I wouldn't mind walking around with my ass out. That way anyone could use it. Like a party favor! But I guess he didn't want to share me. Oh, and if you ever want to see me in public, don't be afraid to come up and say hello. And tell me you think I'm pretty, or just say, I want to fuck you. I'm too dumb to say no. If you're not a smooth talker, that's okay too. Just come up behind me and give my ass a good pinch or a squeeze, or just slap it. That'll give my attention. I'm quite stupid, but I know what that means. Flirting confuses me. It's easier to communicate with my body. When a hard cock presses against me, I will respond. It's just the way I'm conditioned now. My pussy starts to drip and my nipples get all tingly. And that's my cue to do what I do best. Get fucked till I can't see straight and my brain turns to mush. But if you do decide to talk to me, please use small words. And don't bother asking me things like what turns me on, or what I like to do, or how I like to be fucked. I'm too dumb to remember. And whenever I have to think about a complicated question, my brain gets all hurt and confused. It's just so much easier if you tell me what I like. As long as I get to make you come, I'm happy if you're happy. The less effort I put into thinking, the more energy. energy I have to bounce up and down on your cock. Ooh, you could always tell me a dumb blonde joke. I love dumb blonde jokes. But I never get the punchline. And sometimes my brain wanders. But I like the way you laugh at the end. And it's a little story about me. I like it when a man laughs at me. Or I mean, with me. It's hard to tell sometimes. I like laughing. My boobs jiggle when I giggle. Hey, those words sound the same. Can that be a joke? Jiggle. Giggle. Jiggle, giggle. Jiggle, giggle. Jiggle, giggle. Jiggle, giggle. Jiggle, giggle. Jiggle, giggle. Oh man, I'm getting dizzy. I need to lay down. Oh, I really am just an airhead. I'm just gonna rest right here.